Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Mem Vav, and we are starting Mem Hayom Beis on the bottom with Halacha Ches, and in the middle daf it's a Mem Beis Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So in this mission we're going to be discussing Erev Chatzeros and Shitufim Mavayis. And even though we've discussed these previously, we're just going to remind ourselves what both of them are. When we have multiple people living in the same chatzer, so in order for them to all carry freely in and out of their homes and in the chatzer, they need to join in Erev Chatzeros and Shitufim Mavayis, which is usually just called Shituf, is when we have a bunch of chatzeros that open into the same mavoi in the same alleyway, so all the chatzeros have to join in a shituf in order to be able to carry freely in and out of the mavoi. As that's what the Mishnah tells us, chamesh chatzeros psuchas zilzu upsuchas lemavoi. We have five chatzeros. They're open to each other, so chatzer A has access to B and B to C, C to D, D to E, and they're also open into the mavoi. They have their own entrances into the mavoi. Erev chatzeros v'loy nishtatvu mavoi. Let's say they only did an erev in the chatzer and they were not mishtatv in the mavoi. They did not do a shituf mutarim chatzeros v'asur mavoi. They're only allowed to carry in the chatzeros and they're asur in the mavoi. And as we're going to explain in the Gemara, this is Shitas Rav Meir, who holds that it's not sufficient just to have Erev Chatzeros, you have to do Shitufim Mavayis as well, and therefore, they only did Erev, so that allows them to carry in their Chatzeros, and it does not allow them to carry in the Mavoi. However, Mevavon Maral Fantav, the Mishnah continues, V'mishtatvu Mavoi, if they also did a Shituf, Mutarn Kan Vikan, so they're allowed to carry here and there. Now, let's say Erev Chatzeros, V'mishtatvu Mavoi, that they did everything, it was great, they did Erev Chatzeros and Shitufim Mavayis, but Shachach Echon Mnei HaChatzer V'loy Erev, one guy forgot to join in the Erev. Mutar and Kan Vakan, their mutter here and there, their mutter in the Chatzeros and in the Mavoi, no problem. And we're going to explain the Gemara why that is. If we just send a Shitas from Meir, then Erev Chatzeros is not enough and we have to do Shituf. So why is it that if one guy forgot, it's not a problem? Now, onto another case which is similar. Let's say one of the people who has access to the Mavoi, he forgot to join in the Shituf, so there was no problem with the Erev, but he didn't join in the Shituf. Mutar and Chatzeros, Vasurin Mavoi, their mutter in the Chatzeros, but they're also to carry in the Mavoi, Shamavi Chatzeros, Kachatzer Labatim. Because a mavoi to chatzer is like a chatzer to the homes. And just like if one person in one of the homes forgot to join in the Erev Chatzeros, he's not carrying the chatzer. So too, if one of the people of the chatzer forgot to join in the Shitif Mavois, that's a problem. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Chamesh Chatzeros Psucha Zulazu, V'chulu, V'asur, B'mavoi. We just begin by talking about the last case in the Mishnah, Shamavi L'chatzeros K'chatzer L'batim. And the clarification of this is, B'mnei Shein Psucha Zulazu, Psuchas L'mavoi. This is all because they're open to each other. The chatzeros all have access to each other, and they're also open to the mavoi. But let's say the chatzeros are all open to each other and they're not all open to the mavoi, which means that let's say only chatzer A has access to the mavoi, and the only way the other chatzeros are able to get to the mavoi is by walking through chatzer A. E has to go into D, and then they all have to go into C, then they all have to go into B, and then they all have to go through A in order to be able to get out to the mavoi. Afilu erevu asuras, even if they all made erev chatzeros, it's still asur. Why is that? Because Amar Rav Yossi, he says Rabbi Kiva, he discusses Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva holds drisus haregel Saras, the drisus haregel, the fact that one chatzer could walk through another, that asers, and that requires a proper shituf for all of them. The only reason why in our Mishnah, when there was a problem with the shituf, they're still allowed to carry in the chatzeros, that's because the chatzeros all have an individual access to the mavoi, so the chatzeros are viewed as individual entities not connected to the mavoi. But when they all have only one access point to the mavoi, so then not having a shituf is a problem. Now going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, every chatzeros v'lo nishtatvu mavoi, so the Gemara clarifies, as we had said, masis d'rameir, the Mishnah's shituf Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Amar Rav Meir says, Al Dei Erov Ve'Al Dei Shituf, that we need not only Erev Chatzeros, but also Shitufim Mavayis, as opposed to Chachamim, who hold that if we have regular Erov, we don't need Shituf. That's because Erov makes this whole thing like one big Rishos, and that means it's just like there's one person using the Mavoi, and one person doesn't have to make Shituf. Therefore, Erov takes care of Shituf. But again, according to Rav Meir, we have to have separate Erov and Shituf. And Nagla called Rav Meir, we actually had this in the Gemara previously as well, that everyone has the Minog like Rav Meir, that we have to have Erov and Shituf when we say it's the Minog. That means it's not Iker Halacha, but it was still the Minog like that. And Rav Zeir says, B'shem Rav Yechanan, Af Megillas Esther Nagua called Karav Meir. Even Megillas Esther, everyone has a Minog like Rav Meir. There's Machlaikas, where we have to start reading Megillas Esther from in order to be Yitzeh. And Rav Meir holds we have to read the whole thing, and that's our Minog. And Be'erevin with Tainus Sibur, Nagua called Karav Meir. And Erevin and Tainus Sibur, everyone has a Minog like Rav Meir. Erevin, we just said what it is. We have to have Erev and Shituf. And Tainus Sibur refers to Mincha of a public fast day. The Kaihanim are nice in Kapehem. They do Birchas Kaihanim, and that's like Rav Meir. And the minigs like that as well. And I'll answer a question in Reb Meir. Reb Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shem Reb Yechanan, B'shem Reb Blazer, Afagad Reb Meir Amar Yeshle Beto Roshos. Even though Reb Meir says that a person could be Vato Roshos if he forgets to join in the Erov, not only could, but he really must be Vato Roshos to everyone else to enable them to be able to use the Chatzer. But he does agree in our Mishnah, Shem Shach Echem Mehen Vla Erev, that if somebody forgot to make an Erov, Shunis Machashitufa, they could rely on the Shitov. That seems like a blatant contradiction. If a guy forgot to join in the Erov, he has to be Vato Roshos, so why does Reb Meir in the Mishnah allow him to rely on the Shitov and not have to be Vato Roshos? Does he need betul or does he not? And the answer is, matnis layadei erev alayadei shituf. Who's the one that holds that you need both erev and shituf? We already know this. Rav Meir, isn't it Rav Meir? And here's the reason and the answer to the question. Rav Meir, Amar, Rav Meir says, alayadei erev alayadei shituf. They both have to have erev and shituf because Amar Luhu, that's the proper girsa, he told them and he told the chachamim, ma'at mashka chaleo hilchas erevin. What are you causing people to forget erevin? In other words, in explaining his own shita of why we need both erev and shituf, he told the chachamim that if you allow just shituf, people are simply going to forget the whole idea of erev because everyone's just going to rely on shituf and mubayis and they're not going to bother making erev chatzeras. That's why he says you have to make erev chatzeras. And that's the answer to the question. When everyone on the chatzer did join in an erev and just one guy happened to have forgotten, so he could rely on the shituf because that's not going to cause people to forget erevin. Everybody else did join an erev. It's only when there's no shituf, so if a guy forgot to join the erev, he would have to be mevatel rishos. But again, with shituf, he's mekel. Now, man, vavamez on top, we have machlekes how to understand the statement of Meir that he told the chachamim if you allow shituf without erev, people are going to forget erev. The question is, what specifically was he referring to? So, Rav Ach and Rav Ilo, they both argue yevak chad min hain, the way we just explained the Mishnah, a wire of Meir does allow a guy to rely on the shituf even when he forgot to join in the erev. It's only going to go according to one of them. The chad min hain Amar, one of them says the Meir's whole worry that we're going to forget about the idea of erev is as follows: because shem yel chatzar she'enu tzricha shituf, maybe a guy is going to go to a chatzar that doesn't need shituf and is with chatzar she'enu tzricha shituf. What type of chatzar doesn't need shituf? Zu chatzar regeles. This is when there's two different mavois. One of them he usually uses, one of them he doesn't. Regeles means he's used to using that one. Vehu raya is son ma'arvin lemishtatvin, and he's going to see people doing an erev and not a shituf. And afu savar leimer, he's going to think to himself, shem erev mayabul shituf. Then maybe erev works without shituf. Vein erev mayabul shituf, but erev doesn't work without shituf. In other words, Rameir's concern for the following case: we have two chatzeres A and B that are open into mavoi A, but chatzar B also opens into mavoi B, and actually usually uses only that one and not mavoi A. Now in this case, chatzar B does not need to join in a shituf with A. That's what we're calling chatzar regel as. B usually uses mavoi B and not mavoi A, and therefore doesn't require shituf with mavoi A. And so that's a concern. Maybe some guy is going to be a guest in chatzar B for Shabbos, and they don't have any erev over there. Now even though shituf technically is okay without erev, erev is definitely not okay without shituf. And that guy who's visiting is going to see everyone carrying around chatzar B with just an erev and no shituf with mavoi A, and he's going to think that erev is okay without shituf. Therefore, says Rameir, we got to establish that shituf doesn't work without erev. Hence, when this fellow sees chatzar B without shituf with mavoi A, he's going to realize it's because they don't need it, because mavoi B is their main one. So it turns out that according to this opinion, even if one person forgot to join in the erev, it's not valid at all, because it's a hard and fast rule, shituf must have an erev. Bavacharna Amar, the other one says, the Rav Meir was worried about the following, shemiyel chatzar shekvar shitef, maybe a person is going to go to chatzar that already made a shituf. Shituf doesn't have to be done anew every single week. Erev chatzeres does, because it's bread, and bread doesn't last from week to week, but shituf could be just a barrel of wine placed in the corner, so his guy might show up, not realize that a shituf was done, and vuhu raya son, loy ma'arvin v'loy mishtatin, proper girsa, he sees them without an erev, without a shituf, and afu loy ma'arvin mishtatif, so he's not going to make an erev or shituf either, and that's going to be a problem. And it's because of this, Rav Meir holds that we have to have both erev and shituf. But now, in this situation, if one person happened to have forgotten, it's not a problem, because everybody else has erev and shituf, and therefore this fellow would be able to rely on the shituf, even though he doesn't have an erev, and that's what our Meir is referring to. And a lot of what we're about to learn, we already know. The Gemara tells us, pshita, it's obvious, them arvin b'chatzeros, an erev is done with chatzeros, and mishtatvin b'mavoi, and shituf is done with the mavoi, which means that the erev is left in the house in the chatzer, and the shituf is left in the mavoi. Now, arvin b'chatzeros, if they made an erev with chatzeros, im ratzel l'shtatvin b'mavoi, einan mishtatvin. If they want to use that for the shituf in the mavoi, they cannot do that. But if mishtatvin b'mavoi, if they made a shituf with the mavoi, im ratzel arv ma'arvin, if they want to use that as the erev, they could do that. And this is because once the bread of the erev was put into a house, there's no indication of what's happening if they take it out and put it into the mavoi to be used as the shituf. But if they decide to do shituf with bread, as we had said, it's usually not done, but let's say one week they decide, let's do shituf with bread, and then they moved it into a house, that does work as an erev because shituf itself is able to be put in house according to this opinion. But then we have a braisa, ma'arvin mishtatvin ka'achas div Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that we have to do erev and shituf, and this we already know, we've been discussing extensively, whereas the chum say, ma'arvin b'chatzeros, oy mishtatvin mavoi, we could do an erev chatzeros or shituf, meaning we could have shituf without erev, no problem. And in ma'arvin b'chatzeros, mutar b'chatzeros, v'asurim b'mavoi, if they made an erev in the chatzer, so they're allowed to carry in the chatzer, because that joins it all together, but they're not allowed to carry in the mavoi, because they didn't join the mavoi together. And v'in mishtatvin mavoi, if they made a shituf in the mavoi, that joins all the chatzeros in the mavoi together, like one, mutar kan v'kan, so they're allowed to carry here in the mavoi, and here in the chatzeros. Now, Malahani, he told them, which you just quoted on Amud Aleph, afatem shachem leinu hilchas erevin, you're causing us to forget hilchas erevin if we're only going to be doing shituf and not erev, so everyone's going to forget about the whole idea of erev. Now, the Mishnah had said, shamavi l'chatzeres k'chatzer l'batim, that a mavi is to a chatzer like a chatzer is to a house. And the same way that all the homes in one chatzer have to join an erev in order to be able to carry in the chatzer, so to all the chatzeros that open into one mavoi have to all join in a shitof in order to be able to carry there. Now the question is, kama chatzeros yu mavoi? How many chatzeros have to be in a mavoi in order for it to be considered a mavoi? So Rav Shmuel Tran Armin, both Rav and Shmuel say ein pachas mishtayim, not anything less than two. Now Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, afilu chatzer achas mikan, chatzer achas mikan. Even if there's one chatzer here and one chatzer there, even if it doesn't have homes in it necessarily. And Rabbi Yaakov Kotzer Chinna, who b'shem Rabbi Yechanan Amar, afilu chatzer mikan ubayis mikan. Even if we have a chatzer here and just a house over here, and the house opens directly into the mavoi, or bayis mikan v'chanus mikan, a house over here opening directly into the mavoi, and a store over here on the other side that also gives it a din of a mavoi. And Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov Bayi, he suggests mavoi ein pachas mishnei chatzeros, chatzer ein pachas mishnei batim, that a mavoi doesn't have less than two chatzeros, like we mentioned before in Shitas Rav and Shmuel, and a chatzer doesn't have less than two homes, which means that there has to be a minimum of four homes in this mavoi, two in this chatzer, two in that chatzer, and that's two chatzeros opening into the mavoi. Another din, mavoi she'arkav rach by shavet, a mavoi that its length and width are even, it's a box and it's not a rectangle, ein nitar b'lechi v'kaira, it doesn't get permitted with a lechi and a kaira, which we discussed at the beginning of the sechta, that enables us to carry within the mavoi, because that creates the recognition that there's a difference between the mavoi and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if we have a square mavoi, we can't fix it up with just a lechi or kaira at the entrance, el bepasim kechatzer, it has to have two boards at the entrance, like a chatzer needs, and shmul shal rav, shmul as rav, kamihe arka yesal rach by, how much longer does the length have to be than the width in order to say that it's a mavoi and not a chatzer? Warmelani told him kol shu, even just the slightest amount, as long as it's not a precise square, that already makes it considered a mavoi. And achin duraya da ardi yisrael mirabon, the chatzeros that we have in Eretz Yisrael are square. And now Omer Rabbi Yosef tells us adonat haman, when I was still there in Eretz Yisrael, shamas kol Rabbi Yehuda shal Shmuel, I heard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel the following, and one of these questions has to do with erev chatzeros, but he just mentions a few questions that he heard being asked. Number one is hifra shikloi v'meis. Let's say a person separated his shekel, which is his machzeh shekel that has to be sent to the Beis Hamikdash every single year, and then he died before the shekel actually got to the Beis Hamikdash. What happens with it? So Amalei told him, Yipalu Nadava, it goes to Nadava, since it already has the Kedusha that's meant to be going to the Beis Hamikdash, it goes to the box that's called Nadavos, and money from here is taken to purchase karbonos to be brought on the Mizbeach. When nobody happens to be in the Beis Hamikdash, then we can't leave the Mizbeach idle. It doesn't just sit there and chill, twiddling its thumbs, waiting for someone. We always are bringing karbonos. That's what this guy's shekel is used for. Another question is, Maisar Asir Sa'efa Shalai, what about leftovers of his Asir Sa'efa? This refers to the Kohen Gadol, who every single day brings a mincha of a tenth of an eifa. Let's say he has extras. What's done with that? So Birchon says, Yilchem Yam HaMelach, that has to be brought to the Yam HaMelach. That's referring to the money that was designated for it, because we're not able to benefit from it at all. However, Rablazar says, Yipalu Nadava, it goes to Nadava, and that's similar to the half shekel that we just mentioned. And Memzayin HaMelach on the top, Bain Kumai, they asked in front of him, referring to Shmuel, we're still talking about him, Ma'u Levatal Rishos Mechatzel Chatzer, could a person be Mevatal his Rishos from one Chatzer to another Chatzer? Meaning, we already know that if a person forgot to join in the Eruv, he has to be Mevatal his Rishos to the other people living in his Chatzer, because that enables them to carry there. But what about if we have two Chatzers that are next to each other, each one made their own Eruv, but they didn't make an Eruv with each other, so residents of one Chatzer are not allowed to carry in the other Chatzer. Could resident of Chatzer A be Mevatal his Rishos to a resident in Chatzer B, and now resident of Chatzer B could carry in Chatzer A? So Amalan, he told them, Mevatal Rishos Mechatzer Chatzer, they could be Mevatal Rishos from one Chatzer to another. Work Mesabi for the day, and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss carrying Chatzers and Mevuos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.